from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you, Mark, and welcome into our program today. Glad you're listening in on the weekend edition of Life Change. Life Change Weekend, we call it. Monday through Friday, we have a Life Change Today, which is the study of God's Word, which is a wonderful privilege to be able to bring you God's Word Monday through Friday, studying verse by verse through the Bible. And then on Saturdays, we have our time together with friends and guests, telling their testimonies, telling about their experiences. Sometimes it's books that they've written, but it's such a blessing to have them. And I'm delighted to have on our program today and introduce to you our listening audience, Donna Marie Abb, people from Ithaca, New York. And I was from Binghamton, New York originally, and we got to know each other in our neighborhoods. And we had a wonderful time gathering together. And I was blessed by Donna Marie's testimony. They have spent most of their life in education, and recently they retired. So we're going to do two broadcasts. This week is on education, and then next week we're going to talk about retirement. And there are many people who have probably retired, Donna Marie, and they're probably saying, what do you do with this thing? And there's other people who are thinking about retiring, and they're asking the question, how do you do the same when we get there? So that's going to be next week's program. But welcome into the program. And Don, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Ray and I have been married for over 56 years, and we have three children and five grandchildren. And we met as teenagers on Brighton Beach, New York. We developed a friendship. And then with the Lord's prompting and Marie's godly influence, I gave my heart to Jesus over 60 years ago. We got married, and we began our 50-year journey in education, most of which was in Christian education.
Yeah, I love hearing that story of how she influenced you to come to Christ. That was true of my parents. My mother had a great influence on my father's faith. My dad was a great dad, but we thought he'd never come to Christ. And what he did, boy, he came to Christ. Marie, tell us about yourself, if you would.
Well, I was born in Italy, and my mother accepted Jesus in Italy and joined an Italian Pentecostal church when she came to the United States. Our family was very poor, but our church in Brooklyn provided a welcome refuge. I came to the Lord at age 15 when David Wilkerson and a former gang member came to speak at our church. I decided to go to college, but our family didn't have the funds. However, the Lord provided an opportunity for me to attend the King's College, a Christian school, even before I could take out any loans.
Yeah, what a great story. I love to hear about people who have a contact back in Italy, which I have a background in Italy as well. So, yeah. So, Marie, tell us how you ended up being a teacher. What was the prompting that made that happen?
I was the oldest of six children, and I would often gather my siblings together to play school. My mother and others encouraged me to become a teacher. And so years later, in college, I became an elementary education major because I was very comfortable with the young children. When Don needed to pass a language exam as a prerequisite for a PhD, we decided to study abroad at the Sorbonne in Paris for several summers. And that experience allowed me to fall in love with the French culture and language. I took my French and Spanish courses during my 4 years, and then landed my first job as a French teacher.
So that's interesting, out of Italy and now teaching French. So God has given you some wonderful experiences there. How about you, Dad? How did you end up in education?
My interest in teaching began when I received an assistantship to Southern Illinois University. It was from the chairman of the zoology department. But my first quarter there, I managed to get a C in a very tough course. And my professor told me I had to improve my grades or lose my assistantship. He said he saw qualities in me that made him believe I could be successful. And his parting words to me were, "Don't disappoint me." So through his encouragement, that kind of spurred me on to success. And when he took his annual trip to Midway Island in the Pacific to study Goonie birds, he took me along. And that opened up this wonderful field of animal behavior, which in which I'm interested.
Yeah, and so many things that you have looked into really have to do with academia. I've always enjoyed our time together. You talk about the most recent books you've read, and they're very fascinating. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone chatting with you with Donna Marie Abb. Most of you know that we support pastors in the country of Myanmar. Our international director, Rick Ramsey, has written these words: "The last earthly words of our Lord were spoken just before he ascended out of sight of his disciples. He told them that they would be his spirit-empowered witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth." And we support right now right at a dozen pastors in Myanmar. And many of you have sent funds in to help them, and I want to thank you for them. Let me just give you a few of the names of those that you support. Dr. and Mrs. Mun Tang. Dr. Tang is the person that invited me to come over to speak at their national convention. He's a wonderful man of God, and he has had great influence in all of these other pastors. Pastor and Mrs. Sin Kap Mung is there. Pastor and Mrs. Joseph D. Leon is there. Pastor and Mrs. Lin is there. These are all servants of God. These are people that we are supporting. If you want to help us with this support, you can go to our webpage, dinopadroneministries.com or .org. That's DINOPEDRONE, dinopadroneministries.com or .org. Go to the donate button and simply send money in. We thank the Lord for many of you that have been sending money in, and we appreciate it so very much as we are supporting these servants of God there in the country of Myanmar. Pray for that country. As most of you know, it's under a coup. It's been an incredible amount of difficulty that they're going through, and the challenges are huge over there. So be much in prayer for them, if you would. Well, Donna Marie, it's good to hear how you became teachers and how God led you in your lives together. I kind of like your story of how you got together. Marie had such a help in your life to come to the Lord. Marie, let's start with you. What experiences helped you to become dependent on God? Obviously, in the kind of field that you're going in Christian education, is a great dependence upon the Lord.
Well, after having been married and we were teaching, we decided that God was beckoning us to move to another location. Our desire was to move to Ithaca, New York, where we felt that we could grow spiritually, and for Don to also pursue a PhD at Cornell. However, our plans were not what God chose to make all things work out for good. Instead, we were led to become involved in the Christian school from that particular Christian community. It was such a joyous time for us. And we realized after a while that God's purpose for us was not only to be participants in that school, but also to start our family. We had been married more than 10 years and didn't have any children. So we now had three within a 10-year period.
So life changes with children, doesn't it? That is for sure. Well, Don, give us a little bit about your experience about depending on God as you go into the field of Christian education.
At the time, we were both tenured teachers. We had a home in Westchester, New York, and we were leading Christian students from across the USA to France, Germany, and Spain. But over time, we felt that the Lord was asking us to let go of the past, including our home, our jobs, and travel, and to spend the proceeds from our house sale for me to go back to school to get certified so I could teach at the high school and junior high level. He was asking us to put our trust solely in him. Our three-year journey turned into a 40-year stay.
That's amazing, isn't it, how God led like that? Yeah, I think it's good for all of our listeners to think about that. Most of you are on a a journey that you're aware of, and some of you are probably going through some issues of what do I do and how do I do it? And there you've heard a testimony of how God leads. And the life of the Christian is a journey, but it's a good journey. It really is. Again, you're listening in to Life Change Weekend. Glad that you're listening in. We were talking about our pastors in Myanmar. And let me just read some more of the people that we support over there. Pastor Mrs. Zam Mung, Pastor Sing Ning Tang, Pastor Sing Ging Tuang, Pastor Gin Tuang Lacing and family. These are some of the pastors that we support in Myanmar, and we thank the Lord for you who support these pastors with your prayers, with your giving. Again, if you'd like to make a gift, a donation to help these pastors, simply go to our webpage at dinopedroministries.org or .com and go to the donate button and make a contribution. Christian education, whoa, what a blessing that is, but there's trouble along the way, isn't there? There's heartache that comes along the way. I often think of Paul, who had the experience when he was in Lystra, stoned to death, left for dead, and he said he had an experience of actually seeing heaven. And he talked about it, so people said, well, tell us about it. He said, I can't, because it was so overwhelming. And he said, God gave me a thorn in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And sometimes thorns come our way. So let's start with you, Dan. What are some of the disappointments or challenges you found in your ministry there in Christian education?
Marie and I had worked in a really wonderful, creative Christian school, both as teachers and, in my case, as principal, over 15 years. And as the church and the school underwent changes, I was asked if I was the one to lead the school in a new direction. Unfortunately, my decision was made before I could voice my thoughts. I was disappointed, but I received assurance from the Lord that he was about, quote, enlarging our tent pegs. This was like the prayer of Jabez. And I thought that what that meant was that he was going to lead us in some new directions. So I embraced the decision that God was sovereign and he was allowing this to happen. At the time, it seemed as if there was no longer a place for us in the school or the church.
Hmm. So this was a huge disappointment, wasn't it, Don? And yeah. Was it unexpected that this came like that?
For me, it seemed like it. The church was getting some outside influences, and I think they kind of looked at the situation. Maybe part of it was financial, but I really wasn't told that side of the story. Hmm. And so I might have actually agreed with them if I had had the opportunity to share my own thoughts.
So after 40 years, this is like, here we go on the journey again. It's Abraham, a little bit older this time, heading down the road. I appreciate your spirit about it too, Don, because when those things happen, we quickly like to blame and point fingers and how could they and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And when we begin to realize that that God is speaking, we have a neighbor that lives here where I live at. He's north right now. His name is John Gianco. But he's 88 years old, a pastor for 66 years, I think it is, been married 66 years. And whenever we're talking and there's issues that come up like that, he always says, but God. Mm-hmm. And that's it, but God. And that's the thing to remember, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about your experience too here, Marie.
Well, the school that we were a part of and where we had our children and formed lasting friendships, it was difficult for me to leave. There was no choice but to leave. We didn't feel a place made for us anymore. And so this whole experience catapulted me into a time of grieving. We still had three kids in school. We had to find new jobs. We were in our 50s. We wondered what God had in store for us. So we joined another Bible-believing church, which was a gift from God. There we had time to heal. We did nothing but attend services on Sundays. That's all that I could muster. And the whole experience sidelined us for several years until we joined a small group from that church. We were able to trust people again and find the comfort and encouragement and to be able to move on spiritually.
Hmm. That's a precious testimony for people to hear that as well, because I suppose that happens to all of us, really. We have those kind of experiences. Mm-hmm. And somebody out there right now is probably going going through this kind of experience. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk here for just a moment, maybe briefly, if each of you tell us a lesson you learned through all of that. What is something, I mean, I think you just gave one, Marie, you know, you kind of be still and know that I am God is a good lesson from that. Don, what's a lesson we could share from that?
As I said before, I think the lesson is that God is sovereign, that no matter what you're going through, he's the one in control. So sit back and trust him. Mm. Mm.
I would want to say that the painful situations are probably the most precious. Mm. That once you heal, that God uses those very painful experiences to help others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great advice, and that's worth this broadcast right there, those two lessons in life. Thank you for sharing them. And again, all of us have faced issues like that and challenges like that. We've been talking today with Don and Marie Abb about their educational experiences and how God has led them. We're also talking today about the importance of supporting these pastors. I've been naming them for you on the program today. There's three more I want to name to you: Pastor Nang Tuan, Pastor Tang Meng Fan and family, and Pastor Tang Xian Duan and family. Now, you might say they all sound the same to me, and you're just making those up. No, those are their names. And that's these wonderful young men, many of them very young, with their families, with their children, pictures we have of them. And again, our international director, Rick Ramsey, has talked about that the last words of our Lord on the earth before he ascended out of his sight, of disciples, he said that they were to be witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And so we have introduced them to you today, and we encourage you, my dear friend, to pray for them. If you want to give toward their support, every quarter of the year, we give them a nice check to help them with their finances over there. The check is specifically for the pastors. We raise more money also to help with food in that country. It's a war-torn country right now. You don't hear as much about it in the East as you hear about the war in the Ukraine, what's going on in Gaza and those places, but it's just as real over there for these dear people. So pray for them. Again, if you want to contribute, go to Dino Padron, DinoPedrone, DinoPedrone@gmail.com, and send in a gift. Just hit the donate button. Many of you recently have sent in gifts, and we deeply appreciate that. Every cent you give to us, we don't put any of that aside for administrative costs here. It goes immediately to those people over there every quarter, as I've already mentioned. Well, we've been talking today to Donna Marie Abb, and the time flies by when we're doing this. You have taught many, many students, and so there's got to be some stories that you think about and say, this is special. Marie, why don't you give us one of those stories, maybe a couple if you want.
I always try to make teaching French or Spanish very applicable to my children's lives. And so I started a pen pal situation with people from France, from a teacher from France and her classes. One of the French students, her name is Karine, made a wonderful connection with one of my students, Missy. They became friends and they started visiting each other's homes. While visiting America, Karine was led to the Lord. She fell in love with America and her new Christian friends. Eventually, she came to the States to teach in our Christian school and later to teach at Cornell.
That's quite an accomplishment, isn't it? Kind of reminds me, I had a dear friend of mine that was the chaplain of Syracuse University. And what he would do, these students that came in from overseas or from far away from their home, he would feed them lunch at the house and then ministered to them. And one of the people he ministered to was a guy named Joel Rosenberg, who is very well known as a leading proponent of Israel in the nation of Israel today.
Wow.
He told me this, that he went to those at home and just destitute of spiritual things and just empty, and through the ministry of Dr. Koshy, who was the chaplain there. So I think we don't realize it, but Marie, in heaven, there will be a lot of people throwing their arms around you, and you're probably going to say, well, who are you? And that's who those people were. How about for you, Don?
I had one student who was a seventh grader, but he was only performing at a second grade level, and he just could not learn in a traditional manner. So I sought to find out what would motivate him. We used the chickens on his property to learn about chicken behavior. I taught him how to use the clouds and the wind speed and wind direction to forecast weather. He likes stamps, so I used his interest in stamps to teach him history, geography, and cultural events. And one thing we did was to visit the local cemeteries, and we tried to figure out how long people lived. We wrote down the ages, when they were born and when they died, and we recorded it from the 1700s right up to the present. And then we tried to go back and find out what wars or diseases contributed to the shortened lifespans. I was very happy to receive an invitation from him to his high school graduation. And he was the very first person in his family to graduate from high school. Hmm.
Yeah, those are creative things to do, weren't they? That's very, very interesting. And was he quite interested in those things when you did it?
Yeah, I would just kind of look at what was immediately around him and see the things that he was already interested in. For example, he liked to ride his bike. So we'd mark off a distance, and I'd teach him how he could calculate the speed of travel. And I take him to wildlife sanctuaries, anything I could do to help him learn. If he was wanting to learn about the states, we'd drive around the Cornell parking lot. Hmm. And every time we'd identify a new license plate, we'd talk about that state. And we managed to identify 49 out of the 50 states in the Cornell parking lot.
But yeah, you're a great teacher. I wish I could have been in your classes. That sounds like fascinating stuff. It really does. I want to thank you both for being on. I'm going to ask you one other thing and just give me really very little bit of time here. But there's a great need today for Christian teachers, not just in Christian schools, but in schools. If there's a word of admonition you could give to somebody who's thinking about that, and both of you just take a moment to think over the answer in 20 seconds if you can give it. What would you encourage them to do? If that's their leading in life, what would you encourage them to do? And while you're thinking about that, and again, I want to remind our listeners one more time about our servants in Myanmar that we've been talking about, these pastors under this coup. It's a very challenging day for them. And we help support them through prayer, through Dina Pedro Ministries, but we also help them with finances. If you can help us with them, to send a gift in, that would be wonderful. You can go to our webpage at dinopedroministries.com or .org. That's D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, dinopedroministries.org or .com. And send in just a gift, whatever you want to send. It'll go directly to them. We take all the funds that come in, we split it up amongst these 11 or 12 pastors that we are supporting. So good to have Donna Marie Abon with us today. So what would you, in 20 seconds, is all you both got now, all right? What would you say to somebody thinking about being a teacher? Don, let's start with you.
I would say seek the Lord and be in a situation where you have satisfaction. There's a great need to teach values and let parents be the primary educators. And don't be in a position where you have to ask the question, why am I laboring for something which doesn't satisfy? So look to the Lord for that vocation.
Excellent. Marie?
I learned early on that good teaching actually happens through the Holy Spirit. Mm. Your spirit ministers to that child's spirit. And that teaching is a high calling. And that by obeying the Lord and teaching, you are actually positively affecting the next generation of students. Hmm.
Boy, that is so true. That is so true. Well, thanks for being on. You'll join us next week, is that right? We're going to talk about retirement and all the wonderful things that we learn in retirement. And we'll be looking forward to that. I want to thank all of you listening in to the program today. You've been listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dean Pedro chatting with you. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, we have our Bible study, and our Bible study takes us into the Word of God. And we do many verse-by-verse studies Monday through Friday. I do four of them, and then we have a member of our team on with us on Fridays. And our program is all about life change, and every one of us knows the deep importance of having life change in all of our lives.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.